USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has arrived at a Washington, D.C. courthouse, showing up moments ago in a suit, but in a wheelchair as well. Manafort facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. It's the second time in a week that he'll face sentencing, as last week he was given 47 months in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying activities. Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Catholic Cardinal George Pell, who was treasurer at the Vatican, given 6 years in an Australian prison for sexually assaulting two boys in the 1990s. This woman represented one of the survivors.
I have played my part as best I can. I took the difficult step of reporting to police about a high-profile person, and I stood up.
Parts of the nation are bracing for an unusually strong late-winter storm today that's called a bomb cyclone. It could affect millions of people from the Rockies to the central and northern plains to the upper Midwest, with blizzard conditions and, at times, some hurricane-force gusts of wind. Over 1,000 flights have been canceled because of it. President Trump slamming California Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to suspend executions in his state. Newsom is expected to make it official later today with an executive order that decries the death penalty as inconsistent with California's bedrock values. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Jackson, Mississippi home of civil rights icon Medgar Evers and his widow is being designated a national monument. President Trump signing legislation yesterday that will funnel resources for the preservation of that property currently owned by Tougaloo College. Evers was assassinated outside that ranch-style residence in 1963 by a white supremacist. The house has been serving as a museum to the fallen civil rights activist for years. Kids around the globe are planning to skip school on Friday to demand action on climate change. Students are expected to protest on March 15th as part of the hashtag Fridays for Future movement, which began in August when a 16-year-old girl from Sweden started skipping school every Friday to protest outside of Sweden's parliament about it. Her protests have inspired thousands of young people around the world. Students in 1,200 cities in dozens of nations say they will be joining the strike this Friday in what could become one of the largest environmental protests in history. And NASA's preparing to study some moon rocks that have been untouched and sealed in vacuum tubes since being collected decades ago during the Apollo program. They were saved for a time when NASA would have access to more advanced technology needed for more comprehensive examinations of that lunar material. And NASA says that time has come. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.